Gerry Adams, former president of Sinn Féin. You're welcome to the programme. Thank you indeed for joining us this lunchtime. Can you take us back to 1986, a very dark period in the history of this island, and John Hume reaching out to the Republican movement?
Well, first of all, thank you, Christopher. It's a very sad day, and I want to begin by extending my condolences to John's wife, Pat, and the entire Hume family, and to the SDLP party. Pat was John's mainstay. She was his life partner. She was his most constant advisor and supporter. She always made me welcome, and Father Alex Reid, who helped to bring all of this about, often told me that Pat was the biggest influence on John. So I want to thank Pat for all that she has done. In 1986, it was Father Alex who reached out to John Hume. Himself and Des Wilson had tried to get talks with the Catholic bishops, with Seamus Mallon, God rest him, of the SDLP. And when all of that failed, he then wrote to John Hume. Father Alex and Father Des had been working with me on the general proposition that the politics of condemnation and of denunciation weren't good enough, that you had to go beyond that, you had to develop an alternative. John was dead set against the IRA constantly. That was his his main focus. But when the good Father Alex outlined in the letter that an alternative maybe could be developed, then John met with Father Alex, and then shortly afterwards met with me. And I think we probably, there was perhaps 12 years between then and the Good Friday Agreement. So a lot of our talks were private, were secret. And I suppose John's most significant contribution wasn't just in those talks, but was when he was vilified and denounced by elements of the Southern establishment, that he stuck with it and we continued to meet despite everything.
What were those meetings like between the two of you?
Well, in the course of, John and I disagreed about many issues, and that's a very, very healthy way to be. And I suppose our success eventually, down to perseverance and persistence and just sheer doggedness, shows that people can set aside differences to focus on one point of possible agreement. But they were all very down to earth. We both of us, I think it's fair to say, developed an appreciation and an understanding that each of us was genuine.
Because ultimately, sorry to cut across you, Gerry Adams, but ultimately the goal here was to get the IRA to give up its armed campaign.
No, the goal was to find an unarmed way to pursue legitimate political objectives. And while John was certain in his head that there was no use in armed actions, he did know, he was a dairyman through and through, he did know that those who supported armed actions or who were part of armed actions were serious. That was their belief. So, the way to change that was to develop an alternative, and that's what we set ourselves the task of doing. It wasn't just about getting the IRA to end. It was getting the IRA and the other groups in the British Army, were the largest armed force in all of this, to end in a way that the primacy of politics. And that meant, and Chris, I listened to the Taoiseach talking, the Taoiseach who refused to talk to Mary Lou MacDonald about forming a government, quite rightly praising John Hume for talking to me. That was such a simple thing. I was an elected official. I represented the people of West Belfast. But it became hugely symbolic, not just because John had spoken to me, I just think about that now, but also because when the weight of the establishment came down on him, when he was vilified and denounced, he stayed with it. He put his head down and he continued to work away at trying to find another way to pursue, as I say, peaceful, but through peaceful methods, legitimate political aims. And he succeeded, and I like to think that all of the other people, and Albert Reynolds, never gets the credit I think he deserves. Martin Mansura was in there when things moved on into Bertie Ahern's time, and the British Prime Minister and President Clinton. All of those are all very significant players in all of this. But John Hume, I think his role should not be underestimated.
It's John Hume, of course, who's passed into history today. Take us to the point in April 1983 and the Hume-Adams joint statement. How significant that was?
Well, it happened by accident. Eamon Molly, the Derry politician and journalist, sorry, Eamon McCann, the Derry politician and journalist, we were meeting in Derry, and he stumbled upon that, and he wrote the story. And on the back of that, then we released what was called a Hume Adams joint statement. It was of huge significance. And I've often said to myself, see, most people didn't know and didn't even though we released the statement and it was there for public perusal, most people didn't actually perhaps know the detail of it all. But they still thought that it was good that John Hume had given his name to this, that I, for what it's worth, had given my name to it, and that it was an attempt to try and find another way forward. And the vast majority of people across the island of Ireland thought that was a good thing, and it was. And most importantly, that John stayed with it. Now, you know, years passed from then. That was 93. When was the Good Friday Agreement? That was in 98. So, you know, and we started talking in 86 or thereabouts. So, you know, and that was against the background of, you know, very, very violent atrocities, against the background of all sorts of really punitive measures being taken against people here in the north. So, you know, John just deserves huge credit for persisting. And a lot of that, I think it's okay. He and I did develop that relationship where we both believed rightly that we were both genuine about doing this. But it's also because he didn't live in a bubble. He was of Derry. He was from Derry. He had a wife who was deeply invested in this. And no matter what other brickbats he may have been experiencing and insults and so on and so on, the ordinary people on the ground thought that this was something that should be given a try.
Gerry Adams, we must leave it there, but thank you indeed.